Welcome to Prayer Starters, a podcast that helps you connect daily with a God who loves you like crazy. Each episode shares a scripture, a drop of encouragement, and a prayer starter to begin a conversation with God right where you are. Hey friends, occasionally I step away from our regular Prayer Starters format to answer a question that you've sent behind the scenes. Today's question is this: Susie, what about the Holy Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit something that is still relevant to my faith today? And is it relevant in my prayer life? I want to answer that by first sharing what Jesus said to his disciples. It's one of many verses about the Holy Spirit. But just before he ascended to his Father, he said in Luke 24:49, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." The Holy Spirit isn't a something. He's a someone, and he plays a role in our faith. When Jesus made this promise to the disciples, they didn't totally understand the promise, but they would over time. The Holy Spirit was introduced in Genesis 1:2, and the story of the Holy Spirit is woven throughout God's Word. The Holy Spirit had been with God's people always, but now Jesus was promising that the Holy Spirit would be in them, always present, always working, close as a whisper. And according to Romans 8:27, the Holy Spirit knows the heart of the Father over us. And when we don't have the words to pray, he intercedes for us. So the question was, is the Holy Spirit relevant to our faith today and in our prayer life? And the answer is yes. You and I were empowered to live our faith through the Holy Spirit that lives in us. The Holy Spirit has another name, one that I treasure, and that is the Helper. We are loved by the Father. We are saved by the Son. And you and I have a helper in the form of the Holy Spirit right now, always, right inside of us. And how amazing is that? Today's prayer starter: Holy Spirit, you live inside of me. And when I start to go down the wrong path, you gently remind me of the beauty of following where Jesus leads. When I struggle to accept the love of my Heavenly Father, you show me the heart of the Father over me. Thank you for being my helper. Now take this conversation deeper. Isn't it funny how complicated we can make such a beautiful, simple promise? You and I, we have a helper. If the Holy Spirit has felt complicated to you in any way, why don't you take a moment to just ask for simplicity and understanding? Prayer Starters is brought to you by the KLRC Podcast Network. I'm Suzanne Eller. Thanks for showing up. May you sense how much God loves you today and every day.